Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 13. Ooh, are you superstitious? Recorded on March 11th, 2008. Episode 13. Can you believe there has been 13 episodes so far of this little experiment? Hobby? I don't know, whatever you want to call this. Podcast. 13, and Oops, hold on. Give me a second here to fix this. There we go. Yeah, as I was saying, episode 13. And what tip did I decide to talk about on episode 13? Let's make it a riddle, shall we? What does dentistry, cards, Jeff, Bo, San Francisco, the River Kwai, and communication between home and school all have in common? Find out in AT Tip number 19. I haven't met a child who didn't know that they could play one person off another. When my son was 18 months old, he marched into the bathroom while I was in the shower and asked,
"What's Lego?"
Oh, thank goodness for me, I gave the standard dad answer. What did Mommy say? Sure enough, Mommy had already said,
"No TV."
But the point is, my 18-month-old knew to ask Daddy when Mommy said no. My 18-month-old. This same principle applies to the relationship between home and school. Students realize when they can do one thing at home and another thing at school. This disconnect can make it harder for some students to be successful in either environment. So, how do you combat this? What's a good strategy to bring the two environments together? How about a bridge? Or, to be more specific, how about a communication bridge? A way to communicate effectively between home and school with the student involved in the whole process. So, AT tip number 19 is communication bridges. Communication bridges are basically just short, usually one sheet of paper that a student fills out to indicate what they did at school that day, or what they did at home that day. They can be a sheet of sentences that the student completes, such as, "Today in math I worked on," or "Today in speech I worked on," or, even quicker, sentences that have symbols that can be circled. In this way, the student can just quickly circle or highlight the symbols to indicate what they did at school that day. Then, at home, when mom or dad asks, "Hey, what did you do at school today?" the student, rather than saying nothing, can review the sheet. This can be modified in many ways to meet the needs of any student with any sort of disability. But the fun doesn't stop there. That's only half the bridge. The other half of the communication bridge goes back to school. This is another sheet, or the back of the same sheet, that reads, "Last night at home, I..." The student and the parent can then fill this out together to indicate what happened the night before. The bridge can then be reviewed with the teacher the next day at school. The best part, you make one sheet and make photocopies. Then you just have a stack the student pulls from every day. I'll have some samples up at attipscast.wordpress.com. Communication bridges can help teachers understand what happened the night before, help students stay organized with assignments, and mostly reinforce the concept that the most successful education occurs when there's a partnership between home and school. So, there you go. A bridge is the answer to the riddle. I hope you find it useful and easy to implement. If you can, please pass this tip on and let people know where you heard it from. Please invite them to listen to this podcast, or, if they aren't as tech savvy as you, burn it onto a disc for them. If you have any questions for me, comments, questions, whatever, I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.